When you actually say no vocally more, you're actually welcoming so many more opportunities that then come in. Being intentional about where they're utilizing their yeses so that they can then be intentional about where they're utilizing their no's.
Hey everyone, welcome back to the podcast. It's time for another quickie because there's always time to fit in inspiration. And I am not alone today on this quickie. When my friend Danielle Canty came to visit, she is one of the co-founders of Boss Babe. She was here with me last week. We had so many incredible conversations that we were like, we need to share with these people, her audience on her podcast, the Boss Babe podcast, and on this podcast. We're like, we need to share these conversations because I want to know if you guys are thinking the same way, dealing with the same things. And truly, the best thing in the world for me is connection and collaboration. And I really wanted to share what we had been up to and talking about. So listen into this podcast. I also want to let you know that I started a daily text message list. So every single day, I'll either be texting you manifesting affirmations so that you can create whatever it is that you want in the world, or I'm going to be texting you questions that I ask myself, I ask my friends, and that I use as journal prompts. So you're going to get one of those every single morning from me. If you text the word daily to 310-496-8363. That's texting the word daily to 310-496-8363. And I'll start sending you those daily text messages for manifesting whatever you want, asking yourself questions that are going to get you the answers that you're looking for, or asking deeper questions of your friends so that you can create that network and that tribe and that friendship that you're really, really wanting. So you guys, let's get started with the podcast and listen in to one of my great friends, Danielle Canty and co-founder of Boss Babe. Here we go.
Okay, so this is a very special podcast because you're either listening at Boss Babe or you're listening to Earn Your Happy, because Lori and I are recording this together at her house in Wisconsin. Did I say that right?
Wisconsin. Give it a try.
Wisconsin. Wisconsin. Yep. Okay, I need to do an American accent to get it right.
She had her first cheese curds.
I had my first cheese curds. I didn't learn to wakeboard in the end because I hurt my knee, but I had a great time on the lake.
On the boat.
It was good fun. So we're here today and we wanted to record this podcast because both of us came together for like a very special mastermind weekend. And truth be told, I literally rang Lori 2 days before I was due to come and was like, I can't come. I'm too busy. I have too much on. I'm overwhelmed. I'm just feeling really exhausted. I think I need to stay at home. And she very kindly and politely persuaded me that it was not going to be beneficial for me to stay at home on my own and I should come to recharge and rest because I was sounding like I was burning out. And so we want to do this podcast today and have a really real conversation about what is burnout and what does that actually look like. So Lori, I'd love to hear like your description of burnout because I know that you've been kind of feeling similar to me too.
Well, first I wanted to say just when you had called or when you were like, can you get on the phone? And I was like, oh, okay, this is real. What are we talking about? So we get on the phone and she was explaining to me all of the reasons why she can't come. And everything that she was saying, I was like, oh my God, this is exactly how I sabotage myself when I'm starting to burn out, because burnout can feel like you are uninspired. You're not feeling productive. You're feeling really overwhelmed. You're feeling like you need to just dive in even deeper into your work. You must have something that you could do more of in order to feel better. I just feel like I totally observed myself in those moments where I think that if I do more, then I'm going to feel better. Except if you're doing a ton of work, which I knew that you are like literally doing a ton of work right now, you're thinking that more work is going to be the answer. It typically isn't. So that's when I was like, oh my God, I do this to myself all the time. You have to come and actually do something different and recharge so that maybe you can see things more clearly. When you're feeling burnt out, when you're feeling exhausted, when you're feeling uninspired, when you're feeling overwhelmed, you're not coming from a place where you're going to get the answers that are going to push you through that, that are going to make your life easier. So for me, when I feel burnt out, it really does come in the form of feeling uninspired, not productive. I feel like I can't have the same conversation again. I get really frustrated with people in my life. I start to place blame when maybe it's not them at all. It's me allowing certain things or me being not clear with certain expectations or me showing up and taking things on that I don't want to do, but I'm not really sharing how I feel. Burnout can come in all of these forms, but for me, it's mostly exhaustion, overwhelm, and frustration.
I think that's so key just to recognize, like you said, is like it comes in so many forms. And I just listening to that list, I also know so many people listening to us like, yep, either ticking that box right now or they've been there and done that at a certain point. The way I also have realized what happens during burnout is I'm like on the ground and I'm so on the ground, I can't see what trees I'm cutting through. Does that make sense? So let's say if you had like you were in a forest, like the best way to make sure that you cut the correct path is to kind of climb a tree, look above the canopy, see where you need to go, and then come back down and actually take that action. And I feel like sometimes with burnout, you get so used to being on the ground. You're just like cutting for cutting's sake, like must keep going. Mm-hmm. Where actually there's so much power in that pause that actually allows you to be like, okay, right, let me climb to the top of the tree. Before we really start digesting the things that you and I, Laurie, are doing around burnout, let's also talk about the two reasons why you get some of the symptoms of burnout, because I really feel like I get burned out when I'm either not resting at all. And like you say, I've got too much work to do. I can't possibly get away. I can't possibly do anything else. And so I'm not sleeping as well. I'm not really resting at all. I'm just going from task to task to task and just executing so, so much. And the other reason I think that a lot of people can near burnout or eventually get burnout is when they're doing things that don't actually suit their brains. Mm. You know, we all have left and right side of the brains, and some of us are more creative and artsy than we are mathematical or analytical. And I think sometimes if you end up in a space where you are consistently trying to do a thing that you are not actually that good at and doesn't actually work with your brain, that can be so much more exhausting than actually staying in your, not zone of genius, because I think it's really great to have like an array of things that you learn to be good at. But if you are literally climbing uphill to try and be good at something you are not actually naturally good at and your brain doesn't work in that place, I think that's also a shortcut to burnout too.
Mm. I resonate with that, because right now in my business, I have to be a little bit in the tactical. Like there are some times in your business where you don't have the option necessarily to hire someone, or maybe it's a brief period in your business where you really do have to deal with these things that you do not want to be doing that are not in your zone of genius. So I'm observing that when I'm in those, because I'm in a bit of the tactical right now, that it's just a momentary thing. And with that, I know that it's going to challenge me. I know that I'm going to feel like my attention span is super limited. I know I'm going to feel annoyed and frustrated. So during these times, I'm trying to integrate more actual recharging. And I know we're going to get into that in order to allow myself the space to be like, okay, this is temporary. I think that's important too, to like really know when there are certain times in your business when you do have to be in things that you don't love, but also how quick can you get out of them and how can you take care of yourself during those times?
Yeah, I think that's really powerful, actually, like that responsibility of taking care of yourself. Because I think that's what my realization was in actually making the decision to come here and take, I mean, essentially 6 days. Yes, we're still talking about business, but there was travel time and all these pieces. But it was actually like an act of taking care of myself because it was changing the rhythm. I was in a rhythm of something that didn't actually suit and support me, and I needed to change that rhythm. That's like so much self-care. Like that's my choice to go. Like that's a very selfish decision to go when there's so many things to do. But actually in that act of self-care, I actually propelled more things forward than I even anticipated, which I think is really, really powerful.
And I love that because you got out of your situation so that you could look in on what was actually happening. And I feel like whenever I'm inside of something and I'm just like, no, I'm not getting the answer, but I must need to do more of what I'm doing. And whenever I start hearing myself say things like that, I'm like, oh, I need to get out of this energy so that I can get the answer or someone can give it to me. What was so cool to watch is these moments where you were having conversations with different people on this trip where you're like, oh my God, did that answer really just come while I'm sitting on the front of a boat during like a conversation while I'm enjoying myself? And it's because you're open. It's because you're not looking at it the same way. You're at a totally different angle, right? You're seeing a completely different perspective. And I know on our walk this morning, we were saying, you know, it's never usually a what. Like it's not a what should I do more of? What should I do now? It's always a who. It's like, who has my answer? Who could help me? And who has been here before? Who could maybe give me some advice?
If you're not surrounding yourself with people and a community that you can get you, who understand what you're going through, that you can have conversations with, whether that's a community of like-minded people or a coach or a mentor or just anyone, I just think it's really, really key to have those surroundings. And yeah, just like you were saying, like, I think that key thing was like, I was on the ground and I climbed the top of the trees, looked at the canopy and was then like, okay, what is my next decision to move forwards? And then also I just did a post on my Instagram this morning, which was very much around the reflection that the definition of insanity is to keep doing the same thing over and over again and expecting a different result. So if you are listening to this, finding yourself in a situation that you're like, oh my goodness, I can't see the end of this. This just keeps going on and nothing's changing. Or you're like, well, hang on a minute, I've been close to burnout or I've burned out several times. And this really is that invitation to be like, right, what do I need to do myself? The tendency is to look around you and maybe blame other people and become frustrated with other people. Whereas that actual accountability can stop with you. It's how are you letting people treat you? How are you taking responsibility for what you're doing and what you're saying yes to and what you're saying no to? And how are you really making choices that are working with the way that your brain works and working with the things that you are good at versus doing the same old thing and complaining about it?
So we were going to talk about the differences between actual resting and recharging, because I think that for most people, they think the solution for burnout is to take a break. I know for me that sometimes when people are like, you just need to like stay home and relax, put your feet up, take a break, watch a movie. I work from home. So the thought of actually just staying at home to rest sometimes is really nice. But other times I'm like, man, I know I'm not going to rest at home. I'm probably going to go find some projects. I'm probably going to look at my laptop. It's going to stare at me from the opposite side of the room. I'm going to be tempted to pick it up. I'm going to feel bad because I'm like, what am I actually doing here? You know, I'm going to want to feel like I'm making progress. And for me, there's a huge differentiator between resting and recharging, because when I'm burnt out, I can be, Danielle, I sleep like a boss. Like I can literally be still sleeping 8 to 9 hours a night and feel burnt out. And this is where sometimes I'm like, oh God, what is wrong with me? I don't know if you've ever asked that. Like, I'm like, is there something wrong with me? Is it something I'm eating? Is it something I'm like doing that I need more rest? Do I need more sleep? And truly, that's another sign for me when I know that I am burnt out and I need to recharge. So what does recharging actually mean? Recharging for me is like looking at these buckets of my life that aren't filled that actually bring the most fulfillment. So in one of my recharge buckets is really connecting with soul-filling friends. Do I feel recharged because that connection and that encounter and that conversation like really truly filled me up and gave me life and gave me answers. Another one is play. Am I playing? Am I being active? Am I going wake surfing? Am I feeling like I'm progressing in the physical things that I love? Like skiing, snowboarding, you know, surfing. Am I doing anything that's artsy? Those are all things that really, really feel my soul and make me feel less resentful about work. Because honestly, I'm also working to be able to do those things. So if I don't get to do them, it makes me feel burnt out on my work. Even though my work also feels very purposeful, it's remembering that recharging is really about making sure that all of your buckets that fill you up are getting filled. It's funny because this morning I had a call about something that I'm doing creatively where I really had thought to myself like, wow, I should be taking time this weekend to like sit for a few hours on Saturday, a few hours on Sunday to get these creative ideas together for this call that I had on Monday. And instead I recharged with girlfriends and we had great conversations and I was out on the lake and I wake surfed and had the best time ever. So that literally on Monday, I went to go prepare for this call. I gave myself an hour, which I was like, oh my God, you're being so irresponsible. This is not enough time. I had more ideas in 30 minutes than I know I would have had all weekend long. And when I got on the call with this woman, she was like, you're on it. You're creative. Like you're flowing. I'm like, oh, this was such a good reminder that if I would have just rested or even took all that time to really dive in and think that I'm doing all of these things that are going to really give me progress on this, you know, thing that I'm creating, it was that moment that I was like, that's right. I mean, like it just keeps showing up in my life that when I go and make sure that these other buckets are not being neglected, that I move faster.
I love that because I think sometimes there's like two types of productivity. There's like the execution side, but actually the creative side. And sometimes you move quicker by getting creative about how you get there. Mm-hmm. Like I feel like sometimes the execution, like when you're in it, you're like, okay, I need to get from A to B by going A, B, C, D, E. And like, okay, I have to go through every step. Whereas I sometimes think when you're creative and in flow, you're like, oh, I don't need to go from A to Z this way. I can just jump from A, then I could jump to F, then I could jump to N. There's these different ways of thinking. Mm-hmm. Whereas when you are free and when you've been playing and when you're rejuvenated, you can create. Mm-hmm. And then you can connect dots that you didn't even see before. One of the things I think has really helped me avoid burnout, and I think definitely came close this time. And I really had to speak to myself about that reminder of when you are saying no, you're actually saying yes. And when you're saying yes, you're actually saying no to something else. And the yes and no's always come in pairs. And I hear a lot of people who get burnout, it's because they're like, oh, I feel bad saying no. So they say yes, 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 which comes down to a feeling of often scarcity that they have to take every single opportunity out there because there's not enough opportunities. Mm-hmm. So they're saying yes, or it's because they feel bad saying no. They have a story that no is a negative word when in fact, really no is just a no. There's no polarity to it. It's just a no, I'm not going to do that. Okay, cool. Versus that, oh my God, no, I'm so sorry, I'm not going to do that. But they trick themselves because when you are saying yes to something, you're automatically saying no to something else because we don't have an infinite amount of time. We only have 24 hours a day. And so if you're saying yes over here, you're actually saying no to another opportunity coming in. You're saying no to you or your team's attention being on something else that could actually propel that thing further forwards. Mm. And I think it's just that realization that you can't be afraid of saying no because whether you like it or not, you are saying no as a byproduct to when you say yes. For me, this weekend was about, okay, if I'm saying no, I'm not coming, I'm saying yes to sitting at home and trying to slog these things out versus, okay, if I'm saying yes to going away, I'm saying no to actually being alone and slogging these things out. So it's like, there was always a yes and no, whichever way I cut the cloth, right? Mm-hmm. And I think that's the realization that a lot of people get to go through is that being intentional about where they're utilizing their yeses so that they can then be intentional about where they're utilizing their no's.
Mm. I love that. And I'll just share an example of that in my life and kind of how we also questioned everything around what we were saying yes and no to. And honestly, you're in the manifestation right now of that, Danielle, of saying yes to something that we were really nervous about saying yes to. So my husband and I have grown up in the Midwest area, and we had always had this like dream of being on the lake in the summer and like really inviting back people who are important to us and kind of making this like a little haven for people and for us so that we can really get back to our roots and do things that recharge us, right? Not just taking breaks, but truly, truly feed our soul and that vision for our life. Before we bought this house, we were like,
okay, well, maybe we shouldn't do it. Like we had so many more reasons why we shouldn't, because it was like, all right, well, we're splitting time between Arizona and LA. And, you know, we both have new startups and we want to make sure that we're in the energy of like California and LA and around all of those people. If we go and do this lake thing, we're kind of like disrupting that energy and all of these contacts that we're making and the life that we're making there. And we felt like we were taking ourselves out of the scene and building for a while. And we were like, but we know that this home is going to recharge us and bring these ideas. So we were like, what if we rethought how we're looking at it? What if we get to have these summers in this lake house, but we invite the people to us? What if we make it exactly how we want it? And we get to say yes to all of it and have people come to us and we keep those contacts up. And maybe it even deepens those connections and those contacts, which is so crazy because that is exactly what has happened. We have just about every weekend filled with people who we have been wanting to connect with, most from like LA area, which is so funny because we live there, but we haven't had time to connect there. So really looking at when you think that you have to say no to something, even if you want it, to question the way that you are looking at what you have to say yes and no to. Just saying, is there a way to have both or truly not? What does Warren Buffett say? He says that successful people say no to almost everything. And that truly is something that Chris and I are both looking at as well. Like, what are the top five priorities in our life that we want? And what do we have to say no to in order to do that?
And what's like a really funny thing about that is when you actually say no vocally more, you're actually welcoming so many more opportunities that then come in. Mm. Because you guys were like, okay, we're going to say no to working every single weekend in the summer. Mm-hmm. And now it created that time for more yeses around people coming to visit and more opportunities. Like we've even been discussing more business opportunities being together and how much more abundance that has been made available during that time. So I know some people might be listening to this being like, oh, well, it's all right for them. Or it's like, okay, if you're in this certain position, but I really want you to catch yourself when that springs to mind, because your thoughts and your feelings create your actions. And if you think like that, that will be a self-fulfilling prophecy. And if you can't own, like this is a little bit of tough love, but if you can't own where you can change for the better, it's going to be really, really difficult for you to change your situations. Mm-hmm. So like I've had to take a lot of responsibility over the last several weeks. Like this weekend was about me taking responsibility for why I'm close to burnout and in this situation. Like if I'm just going to point the finger at everyone else, I actually give away the power to make that change. Mm-hmm. So just encouraging any of you who are feeling like, oh my goodness, like I can't possibly do that. You can, because if you say you can't possibly do it, you won't be able to do it. Whereas mm-hmm. if you're like, I can do that, now I just get to figure out how I can do that. You just give yourself so much more power and freedom to create that change. So I think that's a really important thing about burnout, is that you get to invest in yourself and you get to look after yourself and you get to do the self-care, create the time, recharge, do all of these things, learn how to delegate, understand what things maybe you do. And in fact, in the walk, you remember you were just talking about the five things that are most important to you, but you actually made a list of 15 and crossed out 10. Mm-hmm. And so like really making sure you understand the priorities that you have in your life, what is important, and be willing to, you know, cross ones that are less important out.
Mm. I love this. And there's a few questions that you guys can ask yourself if you're wondering if you're feeling burnt out. I think the top is, are you feeling irritable and impatient? Are you lacking energy? Are you lacking satisfaction from your achievements? So what normally you might get satisfaction from, you know, I can see it a lot in even my girlfriends who are achievers. Like they've got a podcast, they've got a book, they're doing all the things, but they're not getting the same satisfaction. And it might be because one of those recharging buckets is not being filled. Are your sleeping habits changed? Are you using more food or alcohol or things like that? I can definitely recognize in myself when I'm leaning a little bit more onto different crutches where I'm like, I'm eating excessive amounts of chocolate this week. Maybe I should go wakeboarding. I don't know. Maybe I should call a friend. Although excessive amounts of chocolate is not, I kind of dig it. So it's fine.
I love that. So true. But it's just like having this self-awareness. So our hope was that doing this podcast was just like, one, normalizing it and having this conversation, because burnout is something that lots of people either suffer from or become very close to, but you don't actually have to accept it. And there's so many things that you can do to support yourself. So just like Laura was saying, that recharge versus that rest, and really understanding what that means for you if you're answering yes to a lot of those questions. And I think the other key thing is just making sure you surround yourself with people who know how to elevate you and bring back that energy too, and you get to have fun with and play with and just really explore other elements of your personality versus just being like, oh, must work, must grind, must do this thing, which I think a lot of us can get really, really caught into, and be open to all the opportunities that come when you actually play and have fun, particularly in the summer.
Mm-hmm. All right, you guys. Danielle, any last thoughts?
No, but this is really fun. I'm glad we get to open up on the side that I feel like not many people really talk about. And that's my favorite thing about the podcast, like getting way deeper than social media. So if you're not already listening to the Boss Babe podcast or Earn Your Happy, you need to subscribe to both for sure.
We're so grateful for you. You guys, we would love to hear what your thoughts are, what your takeaways were. So give us both a tag, let us know, because I really want to know if you are noticing the difference between resting or recharging, if there's something that you're going to do to recharge, and if you notice a difference. So we're so grateful for you. And until next time, we will see you next week. Bye, everyone.